For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Congress has punted renewal of the five-year farm bill until next fall, but farmer advocates want action before that. The current food and agriculture programs are being extended for a year after expiring in September. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says that extension has limits farmers already are unhappy with.
The 2018 Farm Bill decreased investment in some of the conservation practices and conservation programs that we know are incredibly popular among farmers.
Those popular programs are under partisan attack. But to combat the climate crisis, Lavender believes they must be strengthened, along with disaster aid and the farm safety net, by early next year. He says regional offices that farmers and ranchers rely on also need prioritization.
That we have a level playing field, because we don't have that right now.
Companies in the Hoosier state have invested $9 billion in rural wind, solar, and energy storage, adding more than 4 gigawatts to the grid. David Loomis is president of Strategic Economic Research.
And that's hard to get your mind around. What does that mean? But it's really 1.2 million homes can be powered with clean energy generated right there in Indiana.
Loomis says the renewable energy industry employs 12,000 workers and pays $25 million in state and local taxes. Plus, nearby communities reap additional rewards.
In the form of economic development, benefits, property taxes, jobs. So it can be a real spur for mostly rural communities.
The U.S. Department of Energy has a goal to cut greenhouse emissions in half by 2030, but it's resisted by fossil fuel-aligned groups who argue there are hidden costs. Opposition is growing to a proposed road through Alaska's Brooks Range, a pristine wilderness beloved by hunters, anglers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Mining corporations promise an economic boost if the state builds the 200-mile-long road. Jen Leahy with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says it threatens habitat and keystone species like caribou and salmon.
And would forever change the wild and remote character of the Brooks Range that is treasured by so many Alaskans and Americans.
Leahy says the Ambler Industrial Road would be off limits to hunters and anglers and presents serious risks for an irreplaceable landscape, with some of the world's best hunting and fishing, according to the Federal Environmental Impact Statement.
That is about 1,000 pages of information of all of the potential impacts to fish and wildlife in rural communities in the region.
The recently formed hunters and anglers for the Brooks Range and others will be submitting public comments until the last week of December. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.